If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Welcome, it's Misery Hour. My name is Hans von Kloss. Day is number 13 of February 2013. And indeed, that's International Radio Day. My favorite media, and for some of you as well. The one that gives your imagination a kick and put you in places that no other media can possibly do. So whoever you are out there, Radioheads, welcome to Misery Hour for almost 110 more minutes, maybe less. CITR, that's the radio station you are listening to, 101.9 FM on your dial, in Vancouver, Canada, Incorporated. And if you're lucky, I can listen to this radio some other places. I don't know if that's really luck. But there's a few out there that actually have a little bit of respect for what I do. But even if you don't, I keep doing it until somebody will kick me out of here, or I get bored, or I'll die, whichever comes first. Before we go any further, I know for some of you it is a very important day of the year. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. But there's some creatures like humans and animals, they don't get that love every day or even once a year. And as a matter of fact, there's some creatures like people and animals, they have life as a living nightmare from the very first day they were born until the very last minutes of their life. But we are not going to worry about people. They always have a way of getting out themselves of shit. If they can't, it's most of the time their own fault. We'll worry about animals because they can't win with us at all. So all of you lovers out there, I wish you all the best. And for those people who are part of this scientific nonsense, animal holocaust, I wish you all the worst, and I hope your life will be just the combination of the worst nightmares you can possibly find in your life. So, here it is.
I'm James Cromwell, with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
If you think just a few animals, treated kindly, are used in only life-saving research, please think again. The fact is that in the US alone, hundreds of millions of animals are used in experiments every year. Countless animals suffer and die, as you are about to see. This is Britches. Experimenters at the University of California, Riverside, sewed his eyelids shut and a sonar device was strapped to his head in a crude attempt to study blindness. Deprived of his sight, his mother, and all physical contact, Bridges developed neurotic behavior such as clutching desperately at his body and erratic spasming. These kittens were used in experiments performed at the Boys Town National Research Hospital. The experimenters cut open kittens' skulls and severed a bundle of nerves in the animal's brain without giving the kittens any painkillers. The experimenters defended themselves by saying they were studying hearing loss, but organizations, including the World Federation of the Deaf, condemned the experiments as wasteful and cruel. This baboon was named Hansen. He lived and was killed at Columbia University in 2003. A veterinarian there blew the whistle when she saw how he and other baboons were allowed to suffer. He was used and killed in cancer experiments. Even though human epidemiology, human clinical studies, and the use of human cells have resulted in cancer research progress, while animal studies have proved inconclusive. The year before this footage was taken at the University of North Carolina, the government had already reprimanded the school for cruelty to animals and neglect. But the sloppiness and abuse continued. In two separate investigations, PETA showed that UNC experimenters still left animals to languish with overgrown tumors and painful swellings, used improper means of destroying animals, such as cutting their heads off with kitchen scissors, or using dull guillotines, and amputated the rodent's toes without painkillers so as to tell them apart more easily. This footage was taken by a PETA investigator who worked undercover at the IAM's Pet Food Contract Laboratory, where nutritional studies were conducted. She found dogs kept in barren steel and cement cages for up to 6 years, with no comfort or veterinary care given to them if they were sick or injured, and the dogs' vocal cords were cut so that their barking wouldn't disturb the researchers. These chimpanzees lived out their lives in isolation at a federally funded research laboratory called SEMA. These barren steel isolation cages are called isolettes. They are designed to hold one animal for several years. Left with nothing to do or touch or no interaction with each other, the chimps go mad. Government inspectors found that SEMA had not provided veterinary care when needed, and that the primates were shivering, vomiting, and suffering from skin abrasions and hair loss. This is the Dreyse test, which is still used today as it was over 60 years ago. It involves placing concentrations of a test substance into rabbits' eyes and monitoring corneal deterioration. Reactions include swelling, inflammation, ulceration, hemorrhaging, and blindness. The tests continue to be used, although alternatives are widely available. PETA videotaped these rabbits inside a Philadelphia laboratory. The test substance was poured into the rabbit's eye, which was then left untreated for days with no pain relief, and then the damage was simply marked on a chart. Once the test was finished, the rabbits were killed and discarded. Here, rats are being used in a lethal dose test, which gauges the dose at which half of the test animals die outright. These animals have been convulsing for 14 hours. This kitten is convulsing after a flea spray has been applied to her for the fourth time. Despite tests such as this, this spray was released onto the market. Please don't buy products tested on animals. Choose humane teaching methods. Support legislation to curb suffering and only support health charities that do not fund animal tests.
So if you think this kind of research and it's a very good idea and helps somehow human progress, make sure you next time make a little incision in your child's skull and keep it open for a few hours or a few days, or just put simple bleach in your pet or in your little baby. 101.9 FM CITR, this is CITR. And why wouldn't you do it if you think it's harmless?
Durch Atmung freilich. Weil die Atmung ist an sich, wenn etwas atmet, weil es atmet. Mein Gott, wie der verfluchte Scheißdreck stinkt und nichts sonst kundtut als Gestank. Als Benefiziant vermeintlich steigt man auf den braunen Boden und hofft auf Humifikation. Als Denunziant desselben lebt sich's vermeintlich weiter und unsere Schwerkraft höhnt uns erdschwer aus.
Schamlos grundsätzlich besetzt!
Auch wenn sie ihrer Natur nach schamfrei erfunden werden konnten.
Das ist des Zündlers Faustfaktum, das selbst zwanghaft den Famulus sich heißt. Faust ist ein Zündler, weil er Zündholzschachteln sammelt. Wagner, der Famulus, weil er die Etiketten einstudiert und alles samt der Sammlung staubfrei hält. Den Unterschied will es nicht geben. Nur die Stufung unterscheidet alle Dinge. Den großen Apfel ins Regal, den kleinen in den Essig. Da ist's ein köstlich Ding als Sachverhalt, wenn einer so ist, und sein will, wie ich mich nun einmal zu existieren habe. So sitzt und steht und Kellermenschenbrut ganz auswendig erlernt, wie das Faktotum Wagner studiert des Faustens Etiketten. Betrachtet man so einiges als großgemeines Alles, wird dann das Untere zum Oberen und oberhalb der Stirn da nistet dann die Taube in der Dachrinne, in der die Scheiße bröselt, die vorher ran als Abgewässer im Kanal. Mit den Rettungen.
Thank you.
Profit, Megalomanie, Hypochondrie, Geriatrie. Der Tag als Zeichentraum von einer Helligkeit hat taubstumm aufgehört mit unserer Sinnestäuschung. Ihr Wissensdurst gegenüber einer Dunkelheit ist überschwemmt von sich, mit uns, mit allem, was es geben wollen mag, an sich und uns und überhaupt.
Until in the end, the day came. In the end came. Close of a long day. When she said to herself, whom else? Time she stopped. Time she stopped. Going to and fro. All eyes, all sides, high and low. For another, another like herself. Another creature like herself. A little like. Going to and fro, all eyes, all sides, high and low, for another, till in the end, close of a long day, to herself, whom else, time she stopped, time she stopped, going to. Another living soul, going to and fro, all eyes like herself, all sides, high and low, for another, another like herself, a little like, going to and fro, till in the end, close of a long day. To herself, whom else? Time she stopped. Going to and fro. Time she stopped. Time she stopped.
No.
So in the end, close of a long day, went back in the end went back in, saying to herself, whom else? Time she stopped. Time she stopped. Going to and fro. Time she went and sat at her window. Quiet at her window, facing other windows. So in the end, close of a long day. In the end, went and sat. Went back in and sat at her window. Let up the blind and sat. Quiet at her window.
Thank you. supersonic. What have you done with all your time? Hey, supersonic, watching the distant world turn red.
Thank you.
Krems CITR. This is Miser Hour, Hans von Klaus here, Polish import. Second Nature by Young Gods, the trio from Switzerland. And some other unknown noises. Some music from New York, of course, and many things that happened. It will happen, and maybe not, who knows. There's a brand new day in 15 minutes, and you're one day closer. 9.9 FM CTR. I'm trying to be very quiet tonight. That probably makes all of you really happy out there. You know, I know you hate me when I'm talking. Just a couple reasons for it, of course, because sometimes, most of the time, I talk nonsense, or I'm really hitting nerve of someone. Some lamp for you. It's midnight, brand new day. And you can buy your girl the flowers once a year. And why don't you do it, you bastards, more often? That would make more sense. CTR, Hans von Klaus, your Polish import miser over here. And some more of lamb for you. And we'll go to Poland to Varieté soon. And then we'll go and again with James Cromwell and remind you the story of Animal Kingdom ruined by us in the name of progress.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not really happy about the choice of music here. It was very dark and ambient for the last 50 minutes. That's the song from Lamb. It's one of those records that I never heard at all. It's just like you buy records just because you follow the band, or you just like this one record, and then you just don't have time to listen to it because there's so much music out there. And I guess that's one of those. And tonight I just heard it all. Lamb. What is the record called? Who cares, really? Anyway, we'll go to Poland. Varieté Live from Bydgoszcz.
Ziemia, która straciła imię, wiatr jest zbyt gęsty, żeby jemu się oddała. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Ozzy, for call, and thanks, my friends, for emails. And Steve, you're right. I hope with that little John Cromwell public service announcement, if some people like to call it, about vivisection and testing on animals, if you like. I just hope I open eyes for at least one more person. I just do. So you will think twice what to buy and why to buy it, or whenever you speak to person who is involved in this so-called research society or scientific group. Of course, it's not scientific, of course. You will try to just completely dismiss them and tell them to just go and fuck themselves. Because radio doesn't really... Maybe radio is even worse when it comes to things like this, because your imagination goes crazy when you hear about all those experiments. When you see it on a screen, you just look away because you just can't take it. But the truth is, it's just absolutely horrible. And some people will say it's inhuman. No, it's human. That's what we do. We do horrible things like this. Keep animals, dogs, for example, for years in cement cages in order to achieve some, who the fuck knows what aim and what reason. And I think all those people who are doing this, they're just mentally sick, because nobody in their right mind can possibly do it and go to bed. So there you go. 101.9 FM, CITR. And there it is, your Valentine's song. And go to hell. We'll be right back.
every year. Countless animals suffer and die, as you are about to see. This is Britches. Experimenters at the University of California, Riverside sewed his eyelids shut, and a sonar device was strapped to his head in a crude attempt to study blindness. Deprived of his sight, his mother, and all physical contact, Britches developed neurotic behaviors such as clutching desperately at his body and erratic spasming. These kittens were used in experiments performed at the Boys Town National Research Hospital. The experimenters cut open kittens' skulls and severed a bundle of nerves in the animal's brain without giving the kittens any painkillers. The experimenters defended themselves by saying they were studying hearing loss, but organizations, including the World Federation of the Deaf, condemned the experiments as wasteful and cruel. This baboon was named Hansen. He lived and was killed at Columbia University in 2003. A veterinarian there blew the whistle when she saw how he and other baboons were allowed to suffer. He was used and killed in cancer experiments, even though human epidemiology, human clinical studies, and the use of human cells have resulted in cancer research progress, while animal studies have proved inconclusive. The year before this footage was taken at the University of North Carolina, the government had already reprimanded the school for cruelty to animals and neglect. But the sloppiness and abuse continued. In two separate investigations, PETA showed that UNC experimenters still left animals to languish with overgrown tumors and painful swellings, used improper means of destroying animals, such as cutting their heads off with kitchen scissors, or using dull guillotines, and amputated the rodents' toes without painkillers so as to tell them apart more easily. This footage was taken by a PETA investigator who worked undercover at the IAMS Pet Food Contract Laboratory, where nutritional studies were conducted. She found dogs kept in barren steel and cement cages for up to 6 years, with no comfort or veterinary care given to them if they were sick or injured, and the dogs' vocal cords were cut so that their barking wouldn't disturb the researchers. These chimpanzees lived out their lives in isolation at a federally funded research laboratory called CIMA. These barren steel isolation cages are called isolettes. They are designed to hold one animal for several years. Left with nothing to do or touch or no interaction with each other, the chimps go mad. Government inspectors found that CIMA had not provided veterinary care when needed, and that the primates were shivering, vomiting, and suffering from skin abrasions and hair loss. This is the Dreyer's test, which is still used today as it was over 60 years ago. It involves placing concentrations of a test substance into rabbits' eyes and monitoring corneal deterioration. Reactions include swelling, inflammation, ulceration, hemorrhaging, and blindness. The test continues to be used, although alternatives are widely available. PETA videotaped these rabbits inside a Philadelphia laboratory. The test substance was poured into the rabbit's eye, which was then left untreated for days with no pain relief. And then the damage was simply marked on a chart. Once the test was finished, the rabbits were killed and discarded. Here, rats are being used in a lethal dose test, which gauges the dose at which half of the test animals die outright. These animals had been convulsing for 14 hours. This kitten is convulsing after a flea spray has been applied to her for the fourth time. Despite tests such as this, this spray was released onto the market. Please don't buy products tested on animals. Choose humane teaching methods. Support legislation to curb suffering and only support health charities that do not fund animal tests.
That's right. You can try it on yourself if you like. And if you think you're better than animal just because you have an iPhone, you have a driver license, well, think fucking again. I wish you rain.
I'd like to drop my trousers to the world. I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household appliance is like a new silence in my town. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound.
such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the Queen. Every sensible child will know what this means.
And that's the beauty of radio. That's why we had International Day of Radio yesterday. Well, I guess it's over. I wish you rain again.
If ever the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. Don't want any.